Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Amelia and you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large. This interview is with Board of Directors candidate Victoria Bothwell. All right. So thank you for joining us, Victoria. What program and what year are you in?
So I'm in fourth year of Health Sci.
Wow. Hard program.
It is. It is. Lots of time management for sure.
Are you an aspiring doctor or?
Well, I kind of want to go more into public health. Looking at the pandemic, it's really inspired me to kind of make a difference in the medical field. So
yeah, for sure. I'm sure public health has been crazy this year and so important in helping everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's a great goal. And what made you want to come to Laurier?
I'm from a very small town. Okay. So when I toured Laurier, I loved the small campus feel.
Yeah.
Right when I showed up, I was like, oh my gosh, this is not overwhelming. Like I went to other universities and I was like terrified with how big the campuses were. And then I went to Laurier and I was like, I'm only going to have classes in like two buildings. Like this is sweet. I can manage this.
Yeah.
So it definitely felt like really great to just be in the small campus vibes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I felt the same way. I think when I went to Tour Western and they told me that you might have to take buses to get to different classes in different buildings, I was like,
I toured Western the day before I toured Laurier.
Wow.
And it was like terrifying. I was so overwhelmed.
That is such a difference. Yeah. I remember feeling the same way, obviously for a different program, but it's a big campus. It's kind of like looming over you.
Yeah. Too much for me. That's why I chose Laurier and
yes,
I love it.
So. Fair enough. Small campus vibes. It really is the high school of universities.
Literally.
All right. Well, jumping into more student union specific questions, what role do you believe the Students' Union plays in the lives of other Laurier students?
So the Student Union kind of just like shapes what our student experience is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I've like been very involved with the Student Union kind of since first year on like foot patrol. So I've kind of seen firsthand like, mm-hmm. like the in and outs of the Student Union.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I want to be more involved.
Yeah. And what made you want to run for the board of directors position other than wanting to get more involved?
Yeah. So like within like my 4 years at Laurier, like I've been on foot patrol. I've done like a week and orientation week. And I've kind of like noticed that there's a big divide between people working in the Students Union and then like the other students that like aren't involved. So I kind of just want to like bridge the gap mm-hmm. between like people that are involved in the Student Union and not involved in the Student Union, because most of my friends have no idea what's going on campus unless like they're involved in the SU.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, it's something that I feel like so many candidates have been commenting on as kind of their goals for running for board of directors or running for presidential, like for president. There is a gap between what the student union does and just general understanding and conceptions that students have of student union.
Most people think it's kind of like a clique, and that's kind of what like you don't want to see. You don't want to see people like referring to the student union as like the student union cult. Like,
yeah, you don't want it to be the mean girls of
exactly
of university. No, that's a great point. And why do you think you're qualified for the position?
So I have been very involved with the student union for the past 4 years, and I kind of seen like firsthand like people's attitudes and like kind of judgments towards the student union. And there's like lots of things that I just don't think are right. Like people kind of getting, it seems that people just kind of get jobs because their friends were working in the student union. Mm. And I kind of just want to fully eliminate that.
Yeah, that is not good.
And then I also am like involved in many different clubs like outside of the student union. Like I'm the president of Laurier's bowling club.
That's amazing. Like,
I founded it this year. Unfortunately, we can't do anything right now, but
that is so cool.
So I see people outside of the student union all the time and I get to have great conversations with them. And they just have like so many things they want to bring to the student union and like they're not able to. So I kind of just want to be the voice like for others.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd have to pause for a minute and I need to talk to you about your bowling club.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's amazing.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So all of my friends in first year, we used to like go bowling as a floor. And I was like, this is sick. Like, why can't this be a club? So then I was like, as an icebreaker in second year, I took my floor bowling and then for all of my friends' birthdays, we'd go bowling. And I was like, why is this not a school club?
Yes.
So, we needed a club last year, like, I guess over the summer. And then we haven't been able to do anything yet. But
I hope you can get your bowling club off the ground.
Hopefully next year, fingers crossed.
Yes. If I was still a student, I totally would have joined that club.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can join now. We might do like Wii bowling, but
that is fun. That's legit too.
Yeah.
All right. Getting back to the important questions, but bowling club was important. I needed to ask about that. Important do you believe transparency is to the board, and what role do you think it plays as a director?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think there's definitely a sense of secrecy of people being on the mm-hmm. board, and there have been like, you know, some scandals of people hiring their friends to yeah. be like the chairs of the board. Mm. And I think that's kind of been swept under the rug and hasn't really been addressed yeah. at all. And I think unless you're in the students union, you didn't know about these things happening. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that everyone in the school knows what's going on and like knows like what they're paying for, like mm-hmm. first and foremost. Like, we're paying all these student union fees, and most of the time students are like, what am I paying for? Like, who am I paying? Like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think we should be a lot more transparent, like where the funds are going.
Well, and you just very openly admitted that there have been, you know, instances of yeah. nepotism. And I think students do deserve to know that, especially when this is a group of individuals who's responsible for allocating their funds for certain parts of their university experience.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something that's frustrated so much to like see it happening. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, what can I do about it? So
yeah, absolutely.
Definitely, I was like, I need to step in and do something about this.
Fair enough. And of course, as a director of the board, you'll be expected to work as a member of a team. Why do you think you'll do this effectively?
So I've been on a part of many executive teams throughout my university and like everything career. Mm-hmm. So I'm very good at balancing working on a team. Right now I'm on like Foot Patrol's executive team, and I'm in charge of like hiring and recruiting. And I've been doing Foot Patrol for the past 4 years, and that's a very big like team like geared club, because you're yeah. you know, walking home fresh faces every night. So I just have a lot of team building experience, so I think it'll not be a problem at all.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And what will you do to encourage unity between the Brantford and Waterloo campuses?
Well, I do think there obviously is a big divide between Laurier and Brantford. Mm-hmm. And I think like if things are to be moved to back to in-person, I do think it should be like really important that like we aren't just like making them like tune in on video to the board of director meetings. Like, I think we should be going to Brantford. Like, I don't really understand why it always has to be in Waterloo. I think it's kind of makes the people of Brantford feel not included.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know what we can do to make that possible, but I do have friends at Laurier Brantford, and they're like, yeah, it's a different university. Mm-hmm. They don't get any events. They get nothing. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I definitely, again, that's something that I've heard in a couple interviews today, that it's,
yeah.
And it shouldn't be thought of this way, but some consider them an afterthought, but they feel as if sometimes they're an afterthought. And I think exactly what you just mentioned there about how board meetings are always held at the Waterloo campus.
Yeah.
It should be fair and equitable in the sense that maybe it's an alternation. Every other meeting is at a different campus. Definitely. And how will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the students' union?
So I think like communication is the number one thing. So I will like make sure that like our board is like kind of on the same page in situations. Like, I've already reached out and talked to some of the candidates about like what our plans are moving forward, and like making sure that we're kind of like on the same page and supporting each other through making decisions. Mm-hmm. Because it's like one thing to be like together in a meeting, but it's another thing if you're like sitting in the meeting and you have none of the same thoughts and you have like no like chemistry with one another, and it's just like constant fights. So I do think like board of directors, like outside of even the board of director role, should kind of be working together to like doing team bonding things, like getting to know each other on a more like stronger level than,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, just being like sitting next to each other, like, I don't know who this guy next to me is, but you're yeah. making like crucial decisions. You should be yeah. like on the same page and like knowing each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's always room for differences in opinion, but you at least have to understand people.
Yeah.
If you're going to make, you know, constructive improvements for the campus.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be screaming at each other the whole meeting.
Exactly. And final question for you, Victoria, what would you like to build upon next year if you're elected?
So one of the things that bothers me the most right now about the Laurier votes process is that less than like 20% of the student body population typically votes in the student yeah. union election.
Last year was 6%.
Yeah. So it's like no one, like everyone complains about the student union, but no one's letting their voice be heard. And I, like, a big part of, like, my platform is I think we need to develop, like, a new way to get the word out about voting. And I know the student union and teaching bodies are very different, mm-hmm. but promoting it more on, like, my learning space and getting profs to be, like, hey, like, go and vote. Like, is something that's so important, because all these students are just like not voting and then being so miserable throughout the whole year because of all the decisions happening. Mm-hmm. They're not, like, not letting their voices be heard. So I think a really big important thing is to like close the divide of just people in the students' union voting for their friends.
Yeah.
And letting everyone vote and making sure everyone is letting their voice be heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I feel like it's no student consciously makes a decision that they don't want to have their voice heard or they don't want to be involved. It's there's the channels of communication must get broken along the way, right?
Exactly. And it's only a 3-day voting period. Like, so, like, honestly, like, I've voted every year, but sometimes I like totally forget and I'm like last minute I'm voting. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't think, like, I think we're being informed through emails, but not everyone's checking their emails all day, every day. And like,
yeah.
When you get a million emails a day from Loria, you're not going to open all of them.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. That's a great idea and a great way to leave off our interview. So thank awesome. You so much, Victoria, for your time. And this is a great chance for students to get to know you and your platform a little bit better. So thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.